But I'll tell you one more Hesafa, one other Dovah Nifla that's mentioned a few times in the Torah of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says that the Gemara equated Brias HaOlam to Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. And just to not go out of order, we can appreciate that a little bit better right now. Because there was a connection between HaKamas HaMishkan and Brias HaOlam. Brias HaOlam was with Lamates Malachis. HaKamas HaMishkan, of course, that everybody knows, was Balamites Malachis. So you see clearly there's a connection. And look, that's the Gemara that we just said. The Gemara said there was a Simcha. Oh, the Teretz, no, they were both Balamites Malachis. The Teretz is the Gemara and Brachis. That means the Mishkan on some level was a microcosm of the entire world. And that's why there was a Simcha on the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. But listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. And again, you have to be Chassam Sofer to say these things. That's why, but they're gewaldig. And said the Heilige Chassam Sofer, he says that we know that the day that the Mishkan was built, Nadav and Avihu passed away. And the Pasuk says, Bekarvasam, they did a chet. Abulamaisa, the Svar Makdoshim say that Nadav and Avihu, they died because of the Gevaldige Kedusha and this unbelievable Madrega that they were on. And the Chassam Sofer says that it bothers him a little bit because we just said that the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan was like the Yom Shenivru by Shemayim Varetz. On some level, they have to parallel. And Yom Shenivru by Shemayim Varetz, we don't have such a phenomena. It's Vayera Vayivoyke Yom Echad. And here it's Vayiba Yom Hashmini Ba'a B'Shochim Nodav Aviyu. It's bittersweet. Where is the parallel to Yom Briyas Ha'olam? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you where the parallel is. It's a Rashi, right in the beginning of the Torah. Rashi says, in the beginning of the Torah, Vayar Elikim Esa'ar Ki Toif, Vayavdel Elikim Bein Ha'ar Bein HaChoshech. Zokte Elikim Rashi, Apa Zeh Anu Tzrich Ladevi HaGadol. We need HaGadol to help us understand this Pasuk. Ra'u She'ine Kedai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created Ar. Vayar Elikim Yehi Ar, Vayehi Ar. And then immediately afterwards, Vayar Elikim Esa'ar Ki Toif. He saw it was good. Vayavdel Elikim. You know what it means? David just saw that to Ur, and it was too good. It was too good. And it wasn't okay for the Rishon to be Mishtamish. The Hivdiloi L'Tzadikim L'Asalavai. The Ebishter was Mavdol the Ur. He put the Ur away. He saved it for the Tzadikim L'Asalavai. So the Chassam Sofer said that Ula you can say. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Parashas Pinchas. Earlier in the daf we mentioned the Zohar in Parashas Pinchas is also a Zohar in Parashas Pinchas. Nodav and Aviyu, after they were Nifter, after they died, the neshama didn't go back to Shamayim, but rather the neshama entered the guf of Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen had the neshama of Nadav and Avihu. And this is based on the idea that there's a concept of a Gilgal, Soid HaGilgal, and there's also a concept of an Ibor, Soid HaIbor. Soid HaGilgal is that a person dies, and then years later someone's born, and that person comes with the neshama of someone that had previously died. But me'inyan le'inyan, there's also an idea of Ibor. And the idea of Ibor is that sometime a person can die, and his neshama doesn't go, it actually enters the guf of another person. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, that's exactly what happened to Nadav and Avihu. So after the p'tir of Nadav and Avihu, the neshama went into the guf of Pinchas. So the Chassam Sofer says, Nadav and Avihu's neshama was an or. And Nadav and Avihu, they were on such a high madrega that al pi soid, the reason they died, because they weren't shaykh to be in this dar. And so what happened to them? What happened? What happened was they end up being neskalgal in who? In Pinchas, who eventually would become Eliyahu. Eliyahu is going to come lasad lavay, and he's going to reveal himself. And Eliyahu is going to be Megala himself to us, and he's to be the one that's going to bring Mashiach. So says the Chassam Sofer that Vayi Erev, Vayi Voiker Yom Echad, Vayi Bayom Hashmini, Melamed Shaisa Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Yom Shenivru by Shemayim Va'aretz. And you have all these parallels between the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan and the Yom Briyas HaOlam. Says the Chassam Sofer, just like in the Yom Briyas HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he created the Ar, he said on a much deeper level, it's exactly what happened by Yibay Mashmini. Abishah saw that Nadav and Avihu, then Neshama was too gross. It's kmenzi gross. And Abishah took Nadav and Avihu's Neshama, and what did he do with it? It's going to come, because when Mashiach's going to come, it's going to be prefaced by Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi is Besoido Ibor. the neshama of Pinchas, which is also the neshama of Nadav and Avihu. And just like there was this concept of taking the Ur and putting it away, loss of love, it's the same exact thing that happened. What was the Ur Hagonus of Vayibayoy Mashmini? It was the Heligin Neshamas of the Tzadikim, Nadav and Avihu.